This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Now, last night, you served up some damn lamb that wasn't cooked, Doyle. Now, what was going on for your mind?
Yeah, no, it wasn't good at all that it kind of was more raw than cooked. But, what can I do now?
So how was your MasterChef experience? What did you take away from the competition?
Oh, the whole experience was just fantastic. I can't believe how much I've learnt from all the other contestants and the judges. And I just can't believe how fun the whole thing was. Like, it was definitely hard, but it's just really rewarding in the end.
Because you were the youngest contestant in the competition. What was it like competing with those older than you? Did you find it difficult? Did you find it easier?
For me, my age wasn't really an issue.
Yeah.
I'm there like anyone else, and for me it was just a matter of cooking what I wanted to cook, but being picked last for some of the team challenges wasn't. Obviously some other people thought it was an issue, but it didn't bother me at all.
You know what, Matt, I think they were just jealous. No, the three judges were a great mentor for you during the show. Matt, George, and who was the other one?
Gary.
So what did you learn from them?
They're just really helpful whenever I was cooking. So they'd love to come around and point out like tips and tricks and ways to fix up the dishes he was cooking. And Gary and George were really helpful when I was making that risotto in the first week. And they were really helpful when they came around to the UN Applied Challenge. So they're just really generally knowledgeable and just helpful.
Now, any advice to other young people out there that want to enter the show? Because I'm sure that some people think that they may not be good enough.
No, they should definitely give it a crack. I mean, you can only get out what you put in, and if you're willing to give it a go and you think you're ready, then go for it.
Now, I understand you work at Hungry Jack's and you've been appointed a manager now there. Have you ever thought of working with Hungry Jack's and maybe creating some gourmet hamburgers?
Yeah, if they came to me and wanted me to do that, that'd be fantastic. I'm sure we could come up with something fantastic.
That'd be the perfect opportunity for you, I think.
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, saying it's not on the cards. If you're listening, get on to me.
Now, at the moment, you're getting some work experience in a kitchen. What would be your ideal restaurant to work in?
Really, anything. My favourite type of food is like really pub food that's really good quality. So, if really any restaurant would just be fantastic. It's just some real life experience in what it's like to run be in a kitchen.
Now, finally, Matt, you're an expert in flipping burgers. What goes into your perfect burger?
I like to chuck a little bit of cumin and coriander seeds, toasted, then ground up into my meat patties. It makes them really earthy and great spice mix.
Oh, okay. Any toppings that we should include?
Not really whatever you like. It's just everyone's different.
Thanks so much, Matt, for joining us this morning on Australia's only gay lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All the best for the future, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. That was Matt on the line, the latest victee from MasterChef. Lovely, lovely guy. Only 18, and he got eliminated last night, but did a damn good job. Got on you, Matt, and he is now a manager at a Hungry Jack's restaurant. So things can happen if you put your mind to it. So if you do want to enter the show, make sure you check out MasterChef on Network 10.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.